when Simen Nunches, in the middle of Sif Aleph, let us again start Sif Aleph. Zman Kriyishma Shel Shachis, the Zman of Kriyishma Shel Shachis, when does it start, to when, and when does it end? So it starts, Mishiyire Es Chaveiroi Harogel Imoi Ktsas Berichik Abba Hamoi Svi Yakirenu, that he'll be able to recognize someone who he doesn't know too well, and there's no illumination outside, besides illumination from the sun that's in the process of rising. So, and we said that this Zman, this Chilukei Deis of this whole, it is 60 minutes before the Netzach Amen. That's the biggest Mekilim. Another hold, it is 30 minutes before the Netzach Amen. There are Shittas in between. So that is the Zman Mishayakir. That's when the Zman of Krishma starts. And the reason that it starts then, because that is the Zman of Kumecha. That is when people used to wake up in the morning. They were dependent on the illumination of the sun in order to be able to do things. So before, most people did not get up before this shiur because it's too dark outside. But when it became this Zman Mishayakir, so that was when most people started getting up. V'nimshach zmano, and the Zman, so we have, the Torah gave us the Zman of Krishma when is Uv Kumecha, when one gets up. And since there are B'nai Melochim who get up in a later Zman, they don't get up so early, so they get up before Soif Sholish, after a quarter of the day. So that's also a Zman of Kumech. People are still getting up after the Zman of Mishayakir. So therefore, the Zman of Krishma continues at Soif Sholish Shois, Shehu Reviya Hayoim. So that's what we had learned last week. Now the Mechaba continues, that is the Zman of Krishma. U mitzvah min ha-mufcha, but it is a mitzvah and it is preferable, if one could do it, likreisa to lein Krishma ki vasikin. The way the vasikin lein Krishma, what is the taich of vasikin? So the brings down two translations, Perish Talmidim, Perashi Perish Anoshim, Anovim, Umechavavim, Amitzvis, Shehoyu Machavnim. These Vosikin did something which was Moiradik. That means they were Machavim, they figured out Likroiso Ma'at Koidim Honeitzachamo. They lain Krishma a little bit before the Netzach Amo. What does Netzach Amo means? Perish Yitzias Achamo. When one can start seeing that the Chamo goes over the horizon, when it starts to go over, so they used to be Mechavin to lain Krishma a little before that Zman. And what is the Indian of before the Hanetzach Hama to lain Krishma? Kedei she yisayim Krishma ubirchei seo im Hanetzach Hama. That they ended Krishma and the birches Krishma goal Yisrael as soon as there was Hanetzach Hama. V'yismoich ha-tvilo miyad bo neitzach haman. As soon as the sun started rising and one could see the amashu of the sun coming over the horizon, so that is a zman, a lechatchiladik zman for davening. So memela, so if a person could be Lein Krishma, and he is Machaven the Shor that he's learning Krishman Mamish before the Neisach Hameh, and he ends Birchas Krishma Gol Yisrael right before the Neisach Hameh, and then when the Neis comes, he starts davening Shemena Esrei. So that is a Moiradike Zach, it's a Moiradike Hiddo, Umi Sheyuchal Lechavein Lazis Kain, a person who is capable of doing this, Schoroi Merubo Moid. So his schar is tremendous. Now, let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Shahayu Mechavnim. Now, the Vasikin were Mechavin to, even though Meikar Hadin, this man Krishma starts Mishayakir, but they did not want to learn Krishma then. What was the reason for that? Not because of Krishma, no, because of Shemayne Esrei. Ki Ika mitzvah tfile lechatchile. The Ika mitzvah when to start davening Shemayne Esrei, who me'eis haskolos onetz. That as soon as the sun starts rising, that is the mitzvah, that is the lechatchile de kizman of tfile shachas. Midrashiv, there's a pasuk on this. Yira'ucho im shomesh, as soon that one should start davening, as soon as the sun starts rising. Chomeshin is by lekamon specimen peites. So really, they wanted to daven Shemayna Esrei in the most mahudidik zman of Shemayna Esrei, is Yira'ucho im shomesh, that as soon as the sun comes out, they should start davening Shemayna Esrei. Vim hoyu maschilin likroisa mishayaker eschaneire. Now, if they would start learning Krishma, and this man mishayaker eschaneire, which we said this is either 60 minutes before the nights or 30 minutes before the nights, hoya harbe beizeh ashir ovein hanait. So then it would come out, after they learn Krishma, there's still a lot of time before this man Tvila, before the Neitzachama. So Memela, what's wrong with that? So there's an Indian to be Seimech Gula L'Tvila, that it should be the Gula of Birchas Krishma, Baruch Hashem Gol Yisrael, should be next to the Shemayna Esrei. And if they would start davening, learning Krishma, even 30 minutes before, so they hear there's a big span between Krishma and Shemayna Esrei. Baha Yilem Lis Acha Acha Krishma, and if they would start then, so they'd have to wait after Krishma, Ulahamtim, Achetone Tzachama. So that also is not a lechatchila dika oifen of davening. We should be saying mechula letfila. Lachaim. Therefore, these vosikin who are mechavavin ha-mitzvahs, they wanted to do the mitzvah perfectly, beautifully, are you mechavnim likroiso somoch lohonetzacham. So they made sure that they're laying Krishma close to the Neitzach Hamah, Ule Gamra, and they ended the Birchas Krishma im HaNeitz, with the Neitzach Hamah. So Memela, that's HaNeitzach Hamah, he Hashosh Shechama Meschelas Lizroyach Barosh Yehorim. That means if a person is standing Barosh Yehorim, there's nothing blocking his view. He can see how the sun is coming over the horizon. Ma'oit, and if a person davens like this, Umuvtach lo'i shehu ben oilam havo, so this is a guarantee that he's a ben oilam havo, v'lo yuzak kol oisoi hayoim, he won't be Gnizit Kol Hayoim. God, I saw they asked the lessons. Agoyin Rab Chaim Knievsky Shlita, Rosh Yeshiva asked them if they should daven Rosh Hashanah, they should daven Vasikin. Or put the yeshiva would come out of Rosh Hashanah, they could daven, come out to the davening after Vasikin. And Rab Chaim told them, he says, if there's a havtochev la'yuzek kol oisei hayoyim, so mamela, this is the best tefillah that one could daven a Rosh Hashanah. That means now this is a shas hadin. So he held that this is preferable. This is a person whose whole life daven vasikin. I'll kapon him, but he held this is a preferable life of daven. It's a mojadike schus. Now there's a bir halachim. Yeah, if you could, you should. That's what he says. Others say not like that. They said with the davening, the dosa would perhaps be better to daven perhaps a little later. But Al Kapanim, he held that this is. Yeah, that this is preferable. I mean, of this mile, it's a zman that this mile is chori harbe mubba moi. That's one thing. Now, there are chiluke days, but let us just say some day is old. It's a shailat from pshat and the vir aloche that if a person, let's say, davens vasikin. Let's say something which everyone is Muslim. He davens vasikin, Samir the Kazakh, this manenu, we're sophisticated, we know this, we can do that. But then they had to be Machavin Mamish, which was Samir the Kakunz. By us, we know when the Nates is, so when to start learning Krishna, it's perhaps much easier for us. And he could daven vasikin, but the price of davening vasikin means it is dominion to daven vasikin. So daven be yechidus. So which is more choshev, to daven vasikin be yechidus, daven shmenesra be yechidus, or to daven tefillah betzibur? So this is a davar muskim. If he davens vasikin be kviyus, that means he davens, he doesn't have a vasikin minion in his vicinity, so daven be yechidus. So everyone agrees that davening vasikin bekviyus be yechidus is more choshev than tefillah betzibur. This is more choshev. That's the chshivus of tefillah bevasikin. Now others hold, I feel he doesn't daven bekviyus vasikin, but one day he woke up early. This day he wants to haparain and daven vasikin. So others hold, I feel it's not a kviyus. It's also kedai to daven be yechidis and to haparain tulis vasikin. And others hold no. If that is not his seder hayom, he just wants to do it once in a lifetime or something, then others hold it's kedai better to daven tefillah betzibur. Now, let us go a little further. Look to the more. Ago shir honeitz achamo, hu kemoi shir shor achas, Koidem Shiyala Kol Guf Hashemesh Al Horetz. Now this Ramah is very, very difficult. So Poshet, the Ramah is saying that from when the sun starts being seen over the horizon till it completely rises, you see the complete sun, that takes an hour, which is very difficult to understand. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down as follows. Shir Shah V'yesh Gersim Isil Shah, that from the beginning of the Neitzachama till one sees the sun, It is a tenth of an hour, which means 6 minutes. It means it takes 6 minutes for the sun to rise completely over the horizon. Not 6 minutes, a third of 6 minutes, which is 2 minutes. Okay. Seed base. No, we're talking about sitting on the mountains, that there's nothing that's blocking you. So then, what? Sieve base. Im leikaga oiso kaidem hanetzach amo. What is if it would, we just spoke before about forsaken? It was a murdike meiler tolein. So now, again, he has from the Netzach Hama, he has till 3 hours after, he has 3 hours in the day. From Aloysa Shah, 3 hours, we need it from the Netzach Hama, 3 hours, or from the Aloysa Shah, 3 hours. He has 3 hours yet. He has time to learn Krishmisho Shachis. So now we'll see what the Mechaba says, and then we'll see how the Mishnah Berurah explains it. But let us just say, Imlekoza Oiso, let's not think about other factors. Let's just think about the mitzvah of Krishma. The person doesn't have a minion. Let's say he has a daven b'yechidus. So what should he do now? Should he start davening now? It's after the Netzach Hama. So should he start davening now with Brichas Krishma and Krishma? So what will he accomplish? Let's see, he'll accomplish that he'll learn Krishma 45 minutes after the Netz. That's what he'll start now davening after he started after the Netz. He'll come up to Krishna 45 minutes after the night. Maybe he has something else to do. Maybe he'll say Tillim before davening and do other gute Sachen. And then he'll lain Krishna an hour and a half after the night. But he's still in the Zman of Shalishois. So the Mechaba says, let me tell you what the Hiddur is. The Hiddur is you have a mitzvah of learning Krishma, and the mitzvah is now is Zrisa Magdima La Mitzvah. So, yeah, you can do the mitzvah later, no problem. You can do the mitzvah later, but Zrisa Magdima La Mitzvah. So, Mamela, so start now. Start now, davening. So come out and you learn Krishma. You learn Krishma the earlier, so we become Zrisa Magdima La Mitzvah. Yesh lo lahagdim likhoiso bimheira koma sheyuchal. So he should be magdim, he should be mizarz himself, so he should learn Krishma as early as possible. Also then of Zrisa Magdima La Mitzvah. I see over a maise with the Satmar Rebbe, Zecheinu Bruch, and another Adam Godel. I think they were by a bris. I think the Satmar Rebbe was Sunday, and they had to wait for the Satmar Rebbe till he came. So the Adam Godel said, no, what Chazal learned from Bayashkim, Avrom, Baboike, that's Risa Magdimum Lemitzvah, that so it was more of this of the Satmar Rebbe. So the Satmar Rebbe says 100% true. But it doesn't say how long it took Vayachvashas Chamoiroi. He got up in the morning, that's for sure. But to Vayachvashas Chamoiroi, that it doesn't say. I also got up in the morning. But there was time for Vayachvashas Chamoiroi. I woke up on him. But he was speaking about that one should be Mizdaris. Now let's see the Mishnah Berurah. The Zrisa Magdima La Mitzvah. Umikol Mokim. So now the Mishnah Berurah says, but the Zicha Maila of Zrisas, but there are other factors which have to be taken into consideration. That means now he doesn't have a minion. If he waits an hour, he has a minion. But so he wasn't Makayim Zriza Makdimim Lemitzvos. No problem. That means we have to weigh these two inyonim. There's a maila of Zrizim, and there's a maila of Tvila Betzibo. Tvila Betzibo is more choshev than Zriza Makdimim Lemitzvos. So then, Davin, wait till you have a minion. Oilikrois Beloy Tvilim, or if if now he doesn't have tefillin, let's say he has to daven be yechides, or he has a minion for whenever, but now he doesn't have tefillin, and later he'll have tefillin. So it's a bigger hiddur to learn Krishna with tefillin than to learn Krishna without tefillin earlier to be a kind of zrizim makdimim. So that means this is a klal when there are different hidurim, one has to be shekel to weigh properly which hiddur is the most choshuv, and he should do that hiddur. So even though there's a hiddur of Zrizim Makdimim, but Tvila Betzibur weighs over Zrizim Makdimim, or Krishma with Tvila weighs over Zrizim Makdimim. Bimheira, of Al Kaponim, let's go back to the Lashon of Machaba, he should hurry to lay Krishma as quick as possible. Mikan teichachas megula levnei Ashkenaz shema'achim mo'ed Krishma. It seems in his times that the Bnei Ashkenaz, that they were not nizer in Zman Krishma, and Chazal tells mu'uvas lo yicholiska, and this is if a person missed the Zman Krishma, he can never rectify this, that what he had missed. That means the next day he'll learn Krishma Bizmani because it was the mitzvah the next day. But this day that he did not learn Krishma Bizmani, it's lost. He can never rectify this. So he says, Mikan Techachas Megulu Levnei Ashkenaz Ma'achim Mo'id Krishma. It seems they were not Nizer in Zman Krishma. Ve'amru Chazalu Moli Le'nivro Ilam, if the world was created only of Bishvil Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim Dai, that means to learn Krishma Bizmano. Ma'ala Kama Bismi Peites Mishne Burim. V'denochin Lemnoya Milishtei Satei Ve'kafe Baboika Koidim Atfila Basifas Chaver Ma'in Shom. There used to be a minig that before they daven, the people used to come together and drank coffee or tea, which perhaps that alone would not be a novel, but when you come together and you start drinking, you start talking, so until they finally decide to start davening, the clock is ticking all the time, and they've passed this man Krishma. Fine. Siv Gimel. So we just said now, when this man Krishma started, this man Krishma started Uv Kumecho. That means when we said it between 60 to 30 minutes before the nates, and that is when there was some illumination outside, so then people used to get up. Umi shuhu onus. What is Siv Gimel? Mi shuhu onus. He is forced because of his situation that he has to wake up earlier. Kigoin. Shoya Mashkim, he woke up early, Lotzeis Laderech. He is going on the journey. But the place where he's going in is Bimkoim Gdude Chayev Elism. It's a very dangerous place. Shloyucha Lamed Leilechavim Afilu Parsha Rishayna. That means when he's there, he woke up early. When this man Krishma will come, which is Mishayaka, he could learn Krishma then, but it's impossible for him to be machaven what he's saying. He's petrified, his listim, his chayis, so he cannot be machaven afilo parsha v'shoine. Afilo the first parsha can't be machaven. Afilo ad alavavecho. So that means while he's traveling, he can't be mechaven. He's petrified. And when he passes this area, it's after this Mount Krishna already. Case number one, so in the middle of the journey, he cannot link Krishna. That is not in nature. Or case number two, Oishabnei Ashayora Karavana, the caravan, that means the people he's going with, they're going very quickly. That means theoretically, if it wouldn't be for them, he would stop a minute and lay Krishna. But they're going very quickly, and he has to go along with them, and they will not wait for him. So Mamela, he has a problem. His problem is as follows. He's going on a journey, and this man of the journey, which starts, that means in the Zman of the journey, then the Zman Krishna comes, and the Zman Krishna ends, and in this Zman of the journey, he can't be Mechavan, for whatever the reason is. So Mamela, so he has a tremendous problem, but he has an Eitzah that if he will lain Krishna from Aloysa Shacha, so then he'll be able to be Mechavan. That means the journey is going to start later. And he could chaparain to lane Krishna from Aloysa Shacha. No, kan shayla ben, childik, Aloysa Shacha, that's not the Kumecha. People don't wake up by Aloysa Shacha. Roiv ha'ilam wakes up by Akaponim Mishayaka. But since this person is in a difficult situation, it's either laning from Aloysa Shacha with kavaneh, or not laning at all. So for such a person, we are meiko yochel ikroiso im b'chaseh misha'ola amud ha'shacha. So he wakes up, so he's permitted to lain krishma misha'ola amud ha'shacha. Why? Now, but, I mean, the krishma, the Torah says, uv'kumecho, this is man, when the mitzvah, you can be mekayim the mitzvah. So the Torah says the kimin sha'ola amud ha'shacha, since it was already ola amud ha'shacha, shape kerine bei uv kumecha. That's also called uv kumecha. Why is it called uv kumecha? That means even though most people get up from the shir of Mishayakir, but there are some people who wake up earlier. So this also falls into the category of kumecha. So lechatchila we tell a person that you should lain krishma in the zman when most people wake up, and that's from Mishayakir. But if he is in a dilemma and he can't lain it then, so we say that b'diyevet, this is also considered as man krishma because there are people who wake up from Aloys HaShacha. Is yochel likroisim b'cheser mishol amud HaShacha. So he wakes up from amud HaShacha. Dikim mishol amud HaShacha shapa karinen way uv kumecha. That's also called as man kime because there are a minute amount of people who wake up there. V'gam shapi mikri yoytzerer. And you can say yoytzerer also because there is some sort of illumination from Aleis HaShach. That, so then, we bent backwards for him, and we were matter that he should learn Krishna and say Birchas Krishna from Aleis HaShach. Avo. But what is if he doesn't have this problem? That means he's going to travel, but in the middle of his journey, he'll come this man of Mishayakir, and he doesn't find himself in a mokim sakone. He's not petrified there, and then he could be mechaven. Or the gam ein bnei ashiyorin nechposim kol kach, or the caravan he's going with, and not in such a big hurry, so they can wait, and he can wait, and they'll wait, there's no problem, for 2 minutes he can say Krishna in that man. Afilu yaitzil adech achashal madashachay nekeirat shigiyas mama. So then we have a different anhogya. That means we bend backwards and we said this can also be considered uvkumecha, since there are some people who wake up me'amudah shachar. So this heter was only said for a person who doesn't have another eitzah. But if you have another eitzah, then you should not blame Krishma then. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Onus, if he's an onus, uadin, that means he has to go on the journey. For uadin, there are other cases that he is forced to link Krishna to daven now. Sheesh kvuras meis boya, there's a kvura. So memela, so later they have to be mekava the meis. So the only time. So now they have to daven early because later they have to make the kvura. Or mila, or later there's a bris and al kaponim. So now's the time to daven. A yom arove, or tishana rabbe, the mafshi berachmim. That means after the davening, after shachris, this is a lot of tefillis, hashanis, hememele, and if one will start davening the normal time, it will come out too late when he ends with the hashanis. So therefore, these are other similar cases that he has to start davening early in order that the schedule of the day, whatever has to be done later, will be capable of doing it. So in these cases, Yochel, the Kreis Mishalem Buddha Shachar. So that's also an onus. The situation he finds himself forces him to start having. Mashkim, so he wakes up early, Pershein Lai Pnai Lahamtim Uli Sakim Adazman Bishiyira. He does not have time to wait to the Zman Mishira, to go into Tzarech Lotzis Lotzach. Then he'll be in the middle of his journey already. Within Shari Yonu Kiyotzi V'Zashem Lefnai Kedisa Betul. Klal, they will not wait for him. They won't be able to be Mechavim in the journey. Afilu Parsha Rishen Kalav Vavecho. They will not wait for him. Im yirtzal ikrish b'em tzadach, v'mayr dizman al yichosim eshi yori b'chol ki yitz v'zei yimoshech at zei v'zman krishma. That means the whole journey, he'll be finished with the journey, he'll be after the zman krishma. Yochel, v'gam yesh loy lispalo b'beisoy, achar krishma u'birchisa, yikadam eshmin esra also. That means, again, the lechatchila the kizman of tefila is Yeruchim Shamish, but he doesn't have the capabilities now to daven lechatchila the kishmei nesrei, just like he doesn't have the capabilities of learning a proper krishma. Lekroisa, so he could learn it. Yochel lekroisa in birchisa. The yaniach tefillin, let him put on tefillin. Now, Meikar Adin, Laila loves man tefillin. He says, Aloch is one should not wear tefillin at night, Shema Yishin v'yafiach. But Al Koponim, Chazal said, if a person wakes up in the morning, he's permitted to put on tefillin, but he shouldn't make a brocha till this man of Mishayaka. So now, over here, this person does not have a choice to daven properly, so al kaponim, let him go and linker. So we're talking about it's aloisa shacha. So we say, but the evid, he's permitted to start davening. We need to let him put on tefillin also. He's mekayim the mitzvah of tefillin now, because after the lailah's man tefillin, we need tefillin. Vela yivoy chalem kainu shigiyah hazman. So that if he finds himself in such a massive, that's what he should do. It's aloisa shachar, It's pretty dark outside, but this is the only Eitzah that he has. So he should do this. He should come a little shachar. He could start davening from Birchas Krishna. He could put out tefillin and learn Krishna. And with Yevon, there'll be Eitzah with this. And he could say also, Yetzer, Birchas Krishna, which starts with Yetzer, Tamagin Avraham, Avraham, Begodin, Poskin, Dein, Leime, Yetzer, Kol, Kach, Bashkom, Nachi, Yaki, Ben, Chelis, Lulava. Tamagin Avraham holds that it's too, you can't say Yetzer. So, Al Kaponim, so you should say Avraham, then, according to them, והוא הזמן ועד שאיר לחבר בריחות באודם ושנזכלה כאן בביר הגרום מצדת כמו גנבו ובעבור ככה צריכו להם תמיוך המחמס מצווס צווין וכן על על כבון המזנת מחיד המחמס השיקוץ היצר כמו גנבו המסת שכנץ היצר שאיד היא מוזן מכריע הרבי פסקין על כבון המסתודאית fine now let us see סיב דלת. So we just add, if a person finds himself in a difficult matzav, so he's permitted to start davening, and according to the Mechaber, he says, Shachar, puts on tefillin, and says, Yetzirah, and Krishma, and Shemayna Esrei, and finished, and then he goes to do what he has to do. Im kara mishola mudashach afapish lehoya onus. What happens if we don't have the Sif Gimel, he didn't have any other Eitzah. What is, if he has another Eitzah, he could wait later, but he's up now, so he might as well daven now. Yotza b'diyavet. B'diyavet, he was Yotza. Let me see, Zichar shouldn't have done this. He should have waited for the proper man, but b'diyavet is Yotza. If he learned Krishna, b'lei brachis, yachzer l'kreisa b'smani m'brachis. I am the comments of Mitzvah. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Amud HaShachar, he says if a person learned Krishna without a name from Amud HaShachar. Now this is a very, he said this like a machlokes. Yesh oimrim, Amud HaShachar hu ma'at koidim sheheyer p'nei mizrach. ויש אומרים דמוד השחר נקרא משהיה פני המזרח. Now, let us just say what the machlokes is. In the Bir Halacha, in Reish, in the beginning of Reishim and Peites, it elaborates a little better. Amud HaShachar means if a person looks in the eastern chelik of the sky, when it starts getting a little light. It starts getting light in the chelik. The sun rises from the east. So he sees a small amount of lightness. It starts getting a little light. So like other places, that's called Amud HaShachar. It starts Amud HaShachar. And others hold, no, that is nothing. You need Heya Kolpnei Mizrach. You have to see that the I have a lot of time till I see the sun, but the eastern side of the sky got light. That's called Amud HaShachar. Just what I see when it starts getting light on the eastern side, that's not called Amud HaShachar. That's still night. So there's a machlokes. Now that's what he says over here. Yeshoimim Amud HaShachar ma'at koidim sheyeh pnei ha-mizrach. It doesn't take too much time. That the whole pnei ha-mizrach should be lighter, but Al Kaponim others told that this man is before that. It becomes morning if only it started getting light in Mizrach, even though the whole Pnei Mizrach was not light. V'yesh Oimrim, and others told, Amud HaShachar Nikim Shei Pnei Mizrach, Kozman, the whole eastern side did not get a little lighter, so the one is not allowed to doubt. ועבין בירלוכה, וזה הזמן, או קודם הזמן, זה משאיר את חבר נזכרו בסעיף אלף. So you yoitze בדייבד, the mitzvahs anoshim komim בו איסוי הזמן. That means before we said the halacha that it's a non shilat to do lechatchila, it's not a non shiyetz v'devit because that's also called uvku mechem because there are other people, not most of the people, but other people first get up already from alois hashach. The kerinim bei uvku mechem. That's called uvku mechem. Ubediyevet hemidu al din toiret. So, but yeah, he lay in Kishma, but he was Yitzhak. But, since he wasn't forced to do it, the Davke Bakroi Ba'alme, he does it once in a while. What does once in a while mean? Once in a month, we'll let him get away with it. Udi Yitzhak, but the Evid, Avamu Rogu, Lassus came. But if he does it always, he says, but he has to learn it over again. So he has to learn it over again. But if he's forced to do this because of his situation, I feel like I'll go to the shari and I have a leila pepper. Today, if the chaperine.